from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. The Score!
I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then, when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that, and then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that neutral place where he's at his best. And I think he has that just from studying him and watching years of tape on him. He has that ability. And so I think that's kind of the big thing. It's just lean on the guys around him, be instinctual, let those wild plays happen at the right time. I mean, we saw it in the preseason a little bit. This can be important.
Well, we'll see. I think Caleb Williams would hear that and just kind of smile and think, all right, okay, let's see how this goes. He is not included in these tiers of quarterbacks quite yet, and I wonder exactly where he's going to burst in. It is that time of year. It is a marking point on the calendar as we head toward football season. You may say it is a way to understand that the NFL season is soon to be upon us when Mike Sando's Athletic piece comes out about ranking the quarterback tiers. And he joins us now, Mike Sando does. He's at Sando NFL, senior writer at The Athletic. He's on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hi again, Mike. How are you?
It's good to be here, and the season is close. I guess now that tiers are out, we can go ahead with week one.
Mike, I know this isn't so much your area, but not only is the content that you are a part of compelling, but so is the way The Athletic put this together. Really nice, like, animated infographics and drop-down menus and graphs and a lot of visual aid to back up your discussion and seeing who dropped one tier to another, who raised and why. And I feel like that was just as important in telling this story as what you were able to do.
I am so glad you said that. I'm going to get a clip of this and share that internally because I'm so thrilled with what we've done along those lines the last couple of years, because this is my 11th year of doing this, and it has really grown and blossomed. And I feel like that effort to make it more user-friendly, easier to jump around, easier to contextualize, I agree. I think we've improved 1,000%, and I'm looking forward to see what we come up next year to make it 5% better.
Yeah, I do love a good user interface, and it does really illustrate how the argument can be made for a lot of quarterbacks' recent success or maybe why something happened. And I think the definition of the tiers has kind of also evolved over time. And you can see visually where people fit in. So that's really cool. I know we're going to talk about it all, but I just wanted to establish that first because it is a lot of fun to look at.
Appreciate it. Yeah, well, let's dive in. What jumps out to you, or where do you want to go?
I'm mad about the Lamar Jackson thing. I think he should be in tier one. And I understand that maybe his last game that he played last season in the playoffs might illustrate a concern there, but I still think that he is a tier one quarterback. So tell me why he's not.
Yeah. Well, I think, look, he's got 23 tier one votes. So the only people that got more than that were the three guys in tier one. He's right. I mean, like, three votes away from getting in. And as I collected these 50 ballots from, you know, the GMs, the head coaches, the coordinators, for a while there, he did have a majority of tier one. So I thought he might make it. He's right on the edge of it. And you're right. Probably the last game doesn't help him. Here's what I've learned in doing this over the past 11 seasons. No matter how great of a dual threat you are, if you are going to be measured in that top tier to some degree by how well the people in the league think you can fare when all the running and run game of your team is stripped away, and defense to that some point too, how comfortable are you? How proven are you when you just have to sling it for the whole second half, throw after throw after throw, and beat us that way? And Lamar Jackson unquestionably has grown as a passer. Last year was an amazing leap forward, I think, for their offense. And that's why he got more tier one votes than he's gotten in the last few years combined, right on the brink. So that's where he's at. I think if it would help him to do better in the playoffs, for sure. He has a 2-4 record in the postseason. I think his passer rating's like 75. And we've seen some of those games where, hey, a tier one quarterback might have thrown him back in it, or at least had a shootout with Mahomes instead of getting 10 points. So, yeah, he's the number four guy in this thing. That's the distinction. A lot of people, even in the league, disagree with the fact that he just misses that cut. You know, so it's close. It's close. And you hear, like, one of the quotes in the piece was, like, leaving out an MVP of the league, you know. And my pushback on that is nobody said, you know, I really like Mahomes, but he was only seventh in MVP balloting last year, so I have some reservations. You know, the MVP is a great award, but there's no criteria. And we do have criteria in the tiers, and you can disagree with it here or there, so he should overcome it anyway. But that's where it's at. Top four quarterback, only three in tier one. He's super close.
Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen in that first tier. Then it's Jackson, Stafford, Herbert. Aaron Rodgers, interestingly, still at seven. And I'm wondering how much that is grading this year's Aaron Rodgers, or if that isn't a body of work. Because there are some, and I know you talk about the tiniest sample size, there are some who said, even in the plays, the four plays, whatever, was before he got injured, there were people saying, ooh, he looks slow or different, or even, dare we say, old. I would probably bet the under on Aaron Rodgers as far as where he ends up, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think you make a case either way, and that's why he got votes in four different tiers. If you're putting him in tier one, you're saying, you know what, this guy's been a tier one forever. If he's healthy, he's tier one. If you're putting him in tier two, you're saying, yeah, he was tier one, but I mean, the guy's coming off a major injury, new team, playing on turf every week, and we haven't seen it for a while. I'm going to downgrade him. And then if you take him below that, you say, you know what, I saw some decline at the end of there in Green Bay. Didn't look as good. Now comes to the Jets last four plays. Like you said, it wasn't like he was, you can't judge much on four plays, but he didn't look amazing. I think he's not done, but on the downside. And so, you know, it's going to be one of the great mysteries solved this season. Does he play a whole year and is he good?
If we're talking about ranges of some of these votes, the other name that jumped out at me and I thought, oh yeah, he is in tier four. But Anthony Richardson of the Colts would be a tantalizing sort of over bet here.
No doubt. So tier four is either not enough information, an unproven player, or a veteran who ideally would not be the full season starter. So you get two types of players in tier four. You get Gardner Minshew, right? I mean, a really good backup who the Raiders are going to start this year, but how long is he going to play? And then you get guys like Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Bryce Young. They've played. I want to have them in the poll so we can discuss them, but they're getting a ton of not enough information tier four votes. You're right. If you look at that tier, who has the best ability, who has the highest ceiling? Mm-hmm. And it's by far Anthony Richardson. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Bryce Young or even Will Levis did enough to move into tier three next year. But if you had to say which of these guys could make that huge push up into tier two, like a CJ Stroud or Jordan Love did, you've got to then be betting on Anthony Richardson's talent and Shane Steichen as an offensive coach who seems to know how to design an offense for him and did a great job with Jalen Hurts, who has some overlap in some of the things he can do. But there's a lot of concern about Richardson's ability to stay on the field. We saw it last year, and that is really the thing that held people back from anointing him a little bit early.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I am excited to see what Richardson can do, and especially with the pedigree of his OC. So I feel like that is an excellent combination that stands to help him. I will say that for tier one, the criteria being a tier one quarterback can carry his team each week and the team wins because of him. I will still argue in favor of Lamar Jackson. I will do that.
Yeah.
But I also think that Justin Herbert is one of those players, too, where when people talk about him, the numbers say he's elite, but there's always a skepticism there. And I want to know if there was any discussion as far as having his new head coach in LA, how that was going to affect him.
People think that Jim Harbaugh is going to be good for the Chargers and that culturally they'll take a big step forward, and that could help Herbert too. They'll have more of a vision and identity of how they want to play. People do wonder, though, you know, are we going to go to a heavy run offense here with a quarterback who can sling it all over the yard? I think Herbert was in tier one last year, fell out of it this year. And when you don't have team success, there's a cumulative effect of that a little bit in some of these evaluations, I believe. But to me, it's easily explained. They're a bottom five defense since he's been there. Mm-hmm. Not just second half of the league, bottom five. So contrast Herbert with Lamar Jackson. Different players, but both very talented. Both you would draft early, both you think you could go deep in the playoffs or reach a Super Bowl with. Lamar Jackson's had the best support from defense and special teams of any quarterback in the last 10 years. And so he's got wins 80% of the games, partly because he's excellent, but it's way easier to clear a 3-foot bar than a 6-foot bar, right? Herbert is jumping over a 6-foot hurdle because he's bottom five defense. So it's harder to have the team success. You're a 500 quarterback. People wonder, is something missing? And it may just be that, an average, at least, defense is missing. Because when you look at all of these quarterbacks, or almost any quarterbacks in history, Mahomes is really one of the only ones ever who has gotten the championship level, won Super Bowls with a bottom half of the league defense even. All these other guys, Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, they had great defenses. So that, to me, is one of the number one things I take into account in trying to say what's missing from a player. If they got a super bad defense, that's why Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl in his career. That's why Drew Brees does. They didn't have those defenses. It's hard to overcome.
Our guest on the Bernstein and Holmes show on this Friday with Layla Rahimi sitting in is Mike Sando, NFL senior writer at The Athletic. And I know I'm imagining every Bears fan who is listening to this interview is screaming the same thing in their car. Where do the rookies come in here? How do these GMs, personnel directors, these coaches, were they allowed to talk about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy and the rest?
So I do not include the rookies in the poll because it would just be a rehash of the draft. And also, really, there's not that many people who've studied all the quarterbacks. If you weren't going to draft one, you just get a lot of people who wouldn't have a truly informed opinion on all of them. You'd have some. So they're out of it. But I think I can say this. Definitely the most excitement is around Caleb Williams. And when I put together another follow-up article this week where I took all of the quarterback tiers results and plugged it into the schedule to see who had the toughest and easiest schedules of opposing quarterbacks, Patriots had the toughest. I then had to pick where I would slot in Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix. And I thought, usually, even when Mahomes came into this for the first time with one career start, he goes into tier four. But I thought, you know, that would be selling Caleb Williams a little short. And so if you look at the quarterback tiers, I think right around 20 quarterbacks are legitimate starters in the league. And really, there's 20 guys in the league that make $25 million or more a year, I believe. And then after that, the next guy's 12 and a half. So right around there where Geno Smith is, Derek Carr, Mayfield, is sort of the bottom of the veteran quarterbacks. And I decided for the schedule study, I would slot in Caleb Williams there. Now, do I think he's going to be better than that? Yes. But realistically, you know, in the first season, let's let him prove some of it. But that seems to me like he's going to be, I think he's going to be a good starter. I'd be surprised if he's not a good starter in this first season. And then for the other guys, Jaden Daniels, I think I put him about where Anthony Richardson is, a little lower, you know, and then I slotted in Bo Nix a little bit lower than that. So there's no doubt that Williams is the one people like. I think they like Jaden Daniels next. And then you get some division. There's really conflicting opinions on Drake May. And so in some of the people that I really regard the most are skeptical on him a little bit. So later than that, you're betting on fit, right? If you're betting on Bo Nix because of Sean Payton, those sorts of things.
There are 50 panelists. There are 7 general managers, 8 head coaches, 12 coordinators, 12 executives, 8 assistant coaches, and 3 involved in coaching and analytics. I wonder how eagerly these are returned to you. Are there a couple guys who like can't wait to fill this out, and you know their ballots are going to come in ahead of everybody else? Are there people that you have to say like, you have to bother them 4, 5, or 6 times to get it from them? And do you sort of know the reputations that the voters have at this point?
Definitely. You definitely get a feel for doing this enough. It's not the same 50 every year, but you get a feel for when somebody starts. A lot of times I'll do these in person or on the phone. Once somebody tells me like the first 7 quarterbacks, I have a good guess of some of the other ones, like the scale. You can kind of see where they're going with it. You get a feel for that. Most guys do like to talk about things that are interesting in the league. And so one of the things that really liberates me and frees me in visiting with teams is working on these types of projects. They're fun projects. I'm not going into a team and pressing them to try to get some nugget about a player or a contract or things that they're always trying to protect, right? There's no sort of a tit for tat. My currency is not, hey, give me some dirt on this team and then I'll write nice things about you. That's not what it's about. It's, hey, here's some interesting ideas. What do you think? And then we have a conversation. And then I'll ask, hey, like in that tier one thing, that peer pass component thing, should that still be in there? Has the game evolved to where, you know, running is more valued in this? And we'll have a great discussion about what are the criteria and really interesting. And I find most people in the league really enjoy interesting discussions. So I got no problem doing this. I cap it at 50. It usually takes me a couple months to do because I'm doing some traveling and getting ready for summer vacation. But it's not hard for me to do at this point with the relationships and trust that I have around the league.
All right, one more tier question if we can, because it involves the division, and it's Jordan Love jumping 2 tiers with the Packers. What did you hear about the growth he has and his potential, especially I think probably the latter half of the season last year, and then your impressions of just what he was able to do overall?
I thought it was overwhelmingly even more positive than I thought. Usually in the quarterback tiers, there's like a delayed reaction to success. It takes a while. You know, you might come up from a tier 4 if you had barely played before, but I thought all the reviews on him were skewed positive, just about most of them. So some skepticism of, hey, look, he's still going to have some ups and downs. There's a lot to prove. He had even some bad games down the stretch. I think they had a tough one against Tampa Bay, the playoff loss, that sort of thing. But there was a lot of people that weren't overly high on him coming in, weren't sure the Packers had made the right decision drafting him while they still had Rodgers, who nonetheless now have positive things to say about him. And there was even kind of a little bit of a wow factor with him. I think that's what stood out to me. They feel like this is somebody who does have a high ceiling, who could push high into tier 2, maybe threaten tier 1 someday. Whereas there's other guys in tier 2 who are good players, you know, a Jared Goff or Brock Purdy, but there's not as much wow factor when people play them. So I thought that was probably the most encouraging thing for Love, with the caveat of you can't anoint. You still can prove it. He's still going to have ups and downs. He's young. They're young.
Mike, before we let you go, when you mentioned you get to talk to these 50 people about things that interest and excite them, what was of note to you? What is there anything sort of NFL fashion-wise that was catching your ear about what is exciting all of these important NFL people?
Well, all kinds of studies. I mean, I'm working on one that I'm probably going to run in the first 3 weeks of the season on trends and the way the game's been heading over the last couple decades. I always share, like we were talking about the defense and special teams component of team success. I've got a pretty cool like little study that I've done over the years showing which teams have done the best job with their long-term starting quarterbacks of being good on defense and special teams, and what are the common traits of those teams. So we'll sit down, you know, if I sit down with a GM or somebody in a front office, a lot of times they're very interested in that. You know, it's good research, and then I learn a few things from them and add it to the next, you know, add it to my knowledge base. And then, you know, maybe next off season I'm working on something differently, but usually those are great ways to get into conversations and really learn. That's what I love about doing this, is just going in with kind of a learning mindset. I don't know everything. I'm not coming in there to tell them who the best quarterback is. And when you have that mindset, you're going to learn a lot, and hopefully you get interesting stuff. You share it, and then you pick up two more things, and you go somewhere else, and you pick up one other different thing. And by the end of the off season, you feel like you're ready to go, and you're smarter than when you were when you started out.
You know, we all are after reading this, not just this year, but each year. And we appreciate you taking the time to come talk about it, Mike Sando. Thanks.
Thank you. Great points you guys brought up, too. This is one of the good conversations. I appreciate it.
We appreciate that.
Nice of you to say. That is Mike Sando, NFL senior writer at The Athletic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.